Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
All right, 6:42, 18 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. We talked about the earlier about the power outages. Primarily, it looks like North Kenner and River Ridge, where the multitude of the people are without power. Energy says they're assessing the damage and they'll get to repairing it as quickly as possible. Houston was hit very hard with some big power towers that were crumpled and so forth. So we'll see what happens there. Right now, we're talking to Jennifer Marusak, Executive Director of the Ports Association of Louisiana, about a new plan to have Louisiana's five big deepwater ports work together. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Just fine, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me about, you know, when we think of port, I think maybe people think of the Port of New Orleans, but that's not actually the case. They got, what, 32 different entities?
We have 32 ports around the state. I mean, and you're not only talking about, and we've got to realize that when we're talking about this commission and the legislation that's moving through the process, even though I know your area is probably focused on the five deepwater ports that run down the lower Mississippi, we've also got a booming LNG industry over in southwest Louisiana. We've got Port Fouchon down at the end of Lafourche Parish that services 100% of the deepwater rigs in the Gulf of Mexico, and then you've got the fastest-growing inland port in Lake Providence up in northeast Louisiana. So we've got a variety of ports around our state that service not only our state, but the nation's economy.
This may be a dumb question, but how are we even defining port?
Well, our ports are the ones that are operational along waterway, and that can be some of our inland waterways. You've got the Red River up to Shreveport, Caddo-Bossier Port is growing by leaps and bounds as well. So it's the Mississippi River. You've got over in Sabine Pass and the Calcasieu River. We've got waterways that are operating all over our state. In fact, we have 12,500 miles of waterways, whether it's inland, the rivers, or our coastal avenues.
How do you measure the business of a port and compare one to the other?
Well, it's usually in tonnage. And that's some of the metrics that you see, but I think that's kind of misleading when you just talk about the tonnage. For instance, you've got the Port of South Louisiana, which has 54 miles along the Mississippi River, is second in the Western Hemisphere in terms of tonnage. You've got the containers and the cruise industry at the Port of New Orleans. But then some of our coastal ports, like the Terrebonne Parish Port Commission or the Port of Morgan City, that are actually some of those ports that are generating revenue for other ports in that they are building ships. They are servicing those other ports as well. And I think that's all kind of what we're talking about with that legislation that's out there. That's a strategic plan for our port system, how our, especially the northern ports, can service some of the small, bigger ports that are lower in the state.
Where do they get their funding from, and what's a state part of the port and what's private, and how do you determine all of that?
Well, I think it's actually, you can almost compare it to our university system, actually, in that they get some funding from the state. Actually, right now, the funding for our state is woefully inadequate when you compare it to funding from other states to their ports, but they have a port priority system that gets, right now, $39.4 million is in the budget for the 32 ports to split. Some of them go after capital outlay dollars, but then, of course, they also work even harder on pulling in federal dollars and, of course, private investment. I mean, when you talk about the Violet Terminal and the new container port there that they're working to build that should be operational, I believe, by 2028, that's largely private investment. But you've got to have the state buy-in to attract that private investment and definitely to attract the federal dollars.
That's what I was trying to figure, what's private and what's public. Let's talk about the facility in St. Bernard Parish. Why is that so important, and what kind of pushback have you gotten on that?
Well, it's extremely important because as the ships are getting larger, just coming through the Panama Canal, for example, they cannot get under the Crescent City Bridge. So having that terminal down closer to the mouth of the Mississippi River is going to allow those bigger ships to get to an avenue to honestly service the entire Midwest of the country. And I know they've had some pushback there down in St. Bernard Parish. But, you know, I think that project is, and while I don't specifically advocate for any one project or against any one project, I think it's definitely needed for the entire nation. There have been multiple studies that have said that. Pushback has been that the locals, from what I've read, are concerned about the traffic, but they've got built into their plan roads that are going to take the traffic away from the regular constituents in the area.
Yeah, and that brings me to infrastructure, because that's an important part of this as well. You got to get it off the ship and get it to where it's going, right?
We do. And so while we've got a backlog of about $170 million in port projects right now, I know the state's looking at around $17 billion backlog for roads and bridges. But yes, that's why with this new commission that Representative Wright has proposed and is now moving through the Senate in its final stages, he has put on to that commission representatives from the trucking industry and the railroad industry as well. Because whether you're talking about moving it as far as you can up the waterways, eventually it's going to have to get to a distribution center so it can get to the people.
So here's what I'm a little bit confused about, Jennifer. You got 32 entities right now. This is these measures are creating a new entity, right? So what happens to the other 32? Is this become entity number 33, or how? Does
oh
this...
no, it is. It is absolutely not a consolidation of the ports. All of the ports are their own political subdivisions. I think the goal of this commission is to coordinate a strategic plan to help draw in more projects for more money. And that's what we're looking at. But again, at the end of the day, if you look at this commission and it does wonders, it comes up with a fabulous master plan that coordinates some of the activities for the 32 ports. Unless they fund it, it's just another piece of paper.
All right. So will this new commission that you're trying to set up, what's the name of it?
I can't even remember what Representative Wright called
it. Port Priority Program, is that it?
No. The Port Priority Program is a completely separate program that operates out of the Department of Transportation and Development. This is a commission that's, I think it's called the Louisiana Investment for Multimodal Commerce, something like that.
Louisiana Ports and Waterways Investment Commission sounds familiar?
Yeah, there okay. You go.
So let me take a break. We come back and talk about whether they're going to have the authority over those 32 entities or not, because it seems like we're creating yet another agency, and maybe I'm a little bit confused about how that's going to consolidate everything. You can clear it up when we come back. Jennifer Marusak, Executive Director of the Ports Association of Louisiana, 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Coming up on 6:56 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A lot of areas without power. Entergy is assessing the damage and they'll begin repairing. I can't mention everybody's street, so forgive me if I don't mention yours, and it's not going to make the power come on any more quickly. Jefferson Parish has announced some school closures as a result of no power. AC Alexander, Bernie, GT Woods, Greenlawn, Hazel Park, Benson, Bono, Bissonnet, Keller, Schneckenberger, Bunch, Audubon, and Chateau Estates. They usually send out a text to parents about this, but I would check with the school just to make sure, especially if you don't have power where you live and you are close to the school. Jennifer Maruzak is with us, Executive Director of the Ports Association of Louisiana, talking about Louisiana Ports and Waterways Investment Commission. So I guess what I'm confused about, Jennifer, is how is this not another layer of bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy?
Well, I think one of the biggest goals from the authors and what they've testified to, Representative Wright testified to, I know we've worked with Senator Connick on this as well, is that what we're looking for is coordinated asks for investment. I think the headlines in the Times-Picayune today mentioned that yesterday the legislature passed legislation that was going to extend the Coastal Restoration and Protection Authority, and that's because they have a master plan. Mm-hmm. The secondary headline under that was that they were getting a record amount of investments into the CRPA program. And so I think that's what we're looking at for the ports as well, is getting more investment, but people are more likely to do it and more likely to invest in it, whether it is our local government, our state government, or the federal government, when they see a master plan for the system. And so this commission by no means is going to stop any port from doing any project they want. But if they want to go after the big dollars, then it looks like they should be either in or consistent with this master strategic plan.
Is there anything in the legislation that will prevent them from competing against each other like they are now? I guess I'm trying to get a handle on what's going to change.
Sure. It does not, because competition is good for the economy, no matter what you're investing in. I mean, when you look at our university system, our universities compete against each other all the time, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing to let people decide what their priorities are, what their specific niche is. And so that's not going to change by any means. But we have remained neutral on this legislation. We do think it's a good idea because what we're doing right now obviously is not getting us any kind of financial buy-in that is desperately needed by our ports.
All right. Well, if they're competing against each other now, and that's not positive, and they're still going to compete with each other then,
I disagree with you, though, Tommy. I don't think it's not positive that they compete with each other. Competition drives a market.
Well,
I mean, that's our entire nation's economy.
I'm just going by the article I'm reading here. So then why are we changing it?
I don't think we're changing that at all. I think what they're doing is trying to put together a commission that the governor's going to have buy-in on, because he is going to appoint the chairman. It is his appointees from the Department of Economic Development and the Department of Transportation. They're going to have key positions on this commission. So they're all going to be more accountable for the success of our port system.
Okay. Thanks, Jennifer Marusak. I'm sorry if I didn't quite get what you're saying. Executive Director of the Ports Association of Louisiana, but I was under the impression that this was to get everybody to play together and on the same page, but I don't know. I see a quote here saying that the message from the legislative effort is that if you are a port and you want state funding, you're going to have to get together and give us some reason why it's the best and highest use for your port. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Back in a flash, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.